second to talk about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? No? No, I get that. I really do. I mean, people are busy. Everyone has busy lives. I mean, I myself have a couple of kids. We're struggling to make ends meet. It's not as easy as people think. Jesus, He makes it all easier. He's like a tonic for everything in your life that's going wrong. It's more things, the down and outs, the bad meals that your wife makes. It's all a part of the same problem. Strict lack of Jesus. He's in this book. A lot of great stories about him. I think you should take a look at it. It's really good. And in this case, the point is to try new things. About Jesus, but it really is. I know, right? It's like Sam and the ham and the green eggs, but no, the ham is actually the bread of life. The eggs represent birth and rebirth and resurrection. His refusal to accept these things indicates his denial, his acceptance of the human condition. But no, he looks these things in the face at the end and says, yes! Yes! I want to be a part of that! I want to be a part of something bigger! I want to try the green eggs, and I want to try the ham! I want to be part of the bread of life, and the resurrection, and all the good things that make Jesus the amazing person that He is! Like an unlikely scenario that Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel, is actually a Christian theologian. However, the evidence, I think, points to the contrary. You should check out this book, Green Eggs and Ham.